to Clay and Iron, and I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and our special guest today is Dr. Betty Martini, super activist against the neurotoxin and cancer-inducing agent aspartame. And I liked one of the ads that I put on my newsletter, which I sent out free from NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. And in the next few weeks, we hope to have up ClayandIron.com, which is a special site just for my Clay and Iron show. But do visit NutriMedical. I have more than 40 companies there, the most amazing learning center, all kinds of free links, including the links about aspartame. This has been known for decades that this was a criminal action by Donald Rumsfeld, the big pharmaceutical industries, the newly appointed FDA director that did a criminal activity that approved aspartame in contravention to previously known medical knowledge about this toxin that converts to formaldehyde and methanol. That damages DNA, causes seizures, causes birth defects, infertility, causes dementia. It's just unbelievable. And we've had on my NutriMedical report, Dr. A.G. Roberts, not long ago, the top expert in the world on this, who's a triple specialist, endocrinology, internal medicine, and diabetes. And we have this just unbelievable situation going on. The latest round, of course, is what happened over in Europe. And to give us all the latest information, we have Dr. Betty Martini, who is fighting the good fight against this, horrible DNA damager neurotoxin that's frying the brains of our children. And the latest, of course, salvo was the announcement by former President Clinton, very happy about the fact they're going to have low-sugar drinks, but, of course, they're going to be laced with aspartame in all the schools. So welcome to the program, Dr. Martini.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We are making booklets to send to all the schools that will expose aspartame and Splenda and some of the studies so that we can be sure that even in the high schools we'll be able to get it out. At least they'll know.
And yeah, exactly. And the thing is where a young brain is being affected by other things like mercury and vaccines, Splenda, which is a chlorinated neurotoxin as well, MSG and other genetically modified food, if you just add the aspartame, which is the king of all toxins, it's methanol, which fries brain cells and can cause blindness. I mean, it's the same as bathtub gin contaminated with wood alcohol.
Yeah, and you know, from Dr. Roberts' recent report, he said that a baby can get it from breast milk. And just recently in Canada, a baby died at 8 weeks, and they found methanol on the autopsy.
Right.
And they were investigating the mother, and she'd also had two stillborn babies on aspartame.
Well, yeah, and of course it's going to go across, dialyze across the breast milk into the baby, and of course it's going to probably be concentrated by the breast itself.
Exactly.
So, the concentration in her breast milk may be many times higher than the peak concentration in her blood. This is very dangerous, and again, why was it approved? It was approved because of a criminal activity by the FDA. So what's the latest round? You sent me this letter about what happened in Europe, and, of course, that very humorous article about the foxes and the chickens.
Well, that
was pretty funny.
We knew that the European Food Authority wouldn't do anything. So the first thing we did was investigate who was on the board, and they had links directly to the aspartame industry. But the study itself, the Ramazzini study by Dr. Siffredi, is really the most impeccable study ever done on aspartame. For instance, if you're talking about cancer, since 80% of cancer is diagnosed in humans over the age of 55, they let the rats live so that they could get absolute credibility on what was really happening.
In other words, they're going to let the rats live out to be old enough to become demented rats.
Right. And so it was so impeccable that the European Food Authority just couldn't find anything to oppose, so they came up with this absolute ridiculous thing that the rats had respiratory problems, and that caused the cancer. Well, that's stupid in itself, but as Dr. Siffredi came back and said, that the occurrence of chronic pulmonary inflammation is common in the natural dying process. And moreover, the inflammation was observed in both animals who were treated with aspartame as well as in the control group. So in other words, they had absolutely no way to rebut this impeccable study, so they just picked up something that that they hope nobody would understand. And this is really terrible because this study only confirms what the FDA knew 20 years ago.
Yeah, they knew this before. In fact, they were resisting before they had changed the director. Just to recap, how did this get approved by the arch minion of Satan himself, Donald Rumsfeld, of course, the man who armed both the Iranians and the Iraqis before the Iran-Iraq war, and helped our bad dog Saddam Hussein get all these, quote, weapons of mass destruction, who was at his behest, and, of course, was instrumental in manipulating the political and regulatory processes to get aspartame approved, as he was on the board of the company. How did that happen?
You know, this is really incredible because the FDA usually will approve any poison, but aspartame was so bad that they not only didn't want it on the market, but they asked for the indictment of Searle, and both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense and the statute of limitations expired. But then the FDA said, no way, this will never get approved. And at the time, Don Rumsfeld was CEO of Searle, and he said, I'll call in my markers and get it approved anyway. And this is not a matter of even hearsay. It's in the United Press International 8-month investigation, and it's in the congressional record. And how he did it is that he was on Reagan's transition team, and the day after Reagan took office, he appointed an FDA commissioner by the name of Hayes to approve it. The only problem was that it would take 30 days to get him to the FDA. And this is, you know, borders on the twilight zone that Reagan would actually write an executive order making the current FDA commissioner powerless to do anything about aspartame until he could get Arthur Hull Hayes there.
Until he gets his new one. In other words, right. He disabled the power of the standing FDA director until the new one took the position. So that they would get approved.
Right. And so the FDA used the best scientists they had, and I may have sent you even a report on it, revoked the petition for approval, and then Dr. Hayes overruled that board and then went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer at $1,000 a day.
I don't know if this is a guess, but I'm going to guess that those jelly beans they always had on the Oval Office desk probably had aspartame in them.
Well, I do know that he was addicted to Equal.
Yeah.
And so
Equal is not very equal. It's aspartame.
It's got the most aspartame in it. But, you could understand why he had Alzheimer-type of symptoms.
Right.
Just like the last two presidents. I mean, Bush is addicted to it, and so is Clinton. So,
that's not good.
No, that's why President Bush... Sometimes he loses his memory. Well, that's aspartame. And, you know, besides this study, which is so impeccable, there have even been other studies, the one done in Greece that showed memory loss, bottom line, Alzheimer's. And then there was a study in Liverpool which shows about the interaction of aspartame, like with MSG. It has an additive and synergistic effect. And, of course, aspartame, because of the damage to the mitochondria, interacts with all drugs and vaccines, meaning as long as aspartame's on the market, nothing is safe.
Yeah, it's going to interact with mercury-laced mercury salicylate toxins that are in vaccines. It's going to interact with genetically modified foods, MSG, Splenda, which is chlorinated sugar. It's going to it's causing developmental problems, infertility, cancers of all kinds. In fact, I remember talking about this many years ago, to Dr. Olney, and he mentioned this to me because I was entertaining the idea of doing a residency in neuropathology, that he expected and this is back in the late 70s before it got approved when he was doing his studies, that he expected a 10% increase rate of brain cancer per decade in all age groups. And that's exactly what's happening, if more.
Yes.
That is a cumulative increase. So we've had a 300% increase in organic dementias over age 60 in males and 200% in females between 1995 and 2005.
Yeah, and he made world news about that back in 1996.
Right.
About the aspartame.
So he's been very aware of this for decades. And so there's other physicians like Dr. H.G. Roberts, a diabetologist, who's published worldwide on this. And, you can go to my Learning Center and actually pick up the links to purchase his book. It's just unbelievable, the mountain of information, and yet these people are bold-faced enough to actually lie to us in the public worldwide when this is a molecular holocaust, as I said in my little letter that I sent last night to be put in the pamphlet you want to distribute to the schools. It's a molecular holocaust, it seems.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Dr. Oney got so upset. This is in the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World.
Right.
But he finally told Searle that they would have to do studies in his laboratory so that he could oversee it because of all the shenanigans they were pulling.
Right.
And sure enough, the studies that were done in his lab showed brain damage. And so Dr. Oney thought it wouldn't be approved, but found out later that Searle never gave the studies to the FDA.
Right. And what he told me, this is back many years ago now, that it caused chromatin clumping that was identical to the precancerous change of the glial cells, which is the supporting cells in your brain, that caused the most aggressive tumor called a multicentric astrocytoma. And that's the actual words he used, that
yes,
it causes the identical genetic changes in the on the scanning electron microscopy that shows you that this is the changes you see in brain cells before they turn into the most aggressive and deadly cancer.
Exactly. And besides that, and when the studies were done, I talked to Jerome Bressler. Now, he is the one that did the FDA audit, which gives the aspartame makers indigestion all the different things that they tried to do and how they had excised tumors from the brain and then put the rats back in the study and then the rats would die. But he said it's a lot worse than anyone knows, he says, because the FDA removed the worst 20%. And he says there was just simply no way to get aspartame to show safety. And that's why Dr. Walton was on TV with Dr. Oney over his research on scientific peer-reviewed studies and funding, showing that 92% of all independent studies show the problems, and only the ones that are funded by industry ever said it was safe. And that if you eliminate the six studies that the FDA had something to do with, we're talking about 100%.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can Google it right now, and you see all these studies, and you can go back and find out who's publishing them, and they're spinning it even today. And this is 1996. This is now 28 years after I talked to Dr. Olney. That's really remarkable.
Well, what they did after the Ramazzini study shows that they were leading up to doing nothing. It's just really tragic that, you know, it's such a stain on science. But here they knew that the reason that this study was so impeccable is that Dr. Siffredi let the rats live. So then they quickly did a study, the government did, on transgenic mice for 9 months, and it was just a riot. I mean, people just laughed at that one. So they still couldn't rebut the Ramazzini study, so they scrambled around and found a multi-food form that had been given to ARPs, some elderly people, and they were asked if they could remember what they had eaten in the last 12 months. There were 56 questions on that form. Only one had the word aspartame in it because it didn't have anything to do with aspartame.
Right.
And it didn't list the 6,000 products, so you weren't even asked the questions.
Yeah, they were trying to match up to actually find out if you had eaten anything that contained aspartame.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to do a study on aspartame, ask them if they use it. So what happened was that they used this to say that that a human study has shown that there is no risk to cancer when it had nothing to do with it, and then the front group put a spin on it and said now you no longer have to worry about aspartame causing cancer. And even calling NCI, National Cancer Institute, who funded them, you know, they said that they admitted that the front groups were putting that spin on them and everything was premature. Well, it doesn't even have anything to do with aspartame when it comes down to it, but that's what they were building up to so that they could say when this the European Food Authority made this decision that, look, we've already got enough study and everything's just fine. They went to a lot of trouble and a lot of expense to try to disprove the Ramazzini study.
Right, and here's the agenda. We have something that was known by the FDA before it got very illegally approved. We know now there's tons of evidence that it's toxic, yet it's still distributed. And other nations like Canada and Europe and elsewhere reproduced, literally said, oh, well, the FDA is good enough for us, so we just approve it. And as a result, it's spread like a cancer all around the world. And now that we know this, they have this massive liability issue. It's very similar to when we talked to dentists about mercury. Now, I did the research with Dr. Murray Vimy from 26 to 23 years ago on mercury neurotoxicity. And we were using microvolt meters and mercury sniff meters and actually working out total body burden based on the actual calculations from the total body toxicology and dissolution rates. And I still get dentists that want to argue with me. And I say, it's not open to argument. This is just science. We know it interferes with the GTP receptor. We have the ultrastructural components of exactly how it happens. It's the same thing with aspartame. We know it forms diethylketoropiperazine. We know it interferes with the NMDA receptor and fries neurons and puts them through apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. We know it causes genetic oncogene release and cancer induction. There's no question about it. It's not open to any more discussion. It's just the way it is.
Yes, it's just like two and two is four. I mean, it's,
right.
It's just
so
a matter of
fact. I don't want to hear from anybody, and anybody wants to call in, anybody trying to say that this is not science. Sorry, that's not acceptable to say that anymore. Now we've got to deal with why are they not wanting to deal with it. Well, of course, it's a liability explosion, but the real agenda worldwide, and it's a whole plethora, and I like the word molecular holocaust, is we have now the World Trade Organization trying to take away nutraceuticals, but it's even worse than that, which is really awful. What they want to do is even ban pesticides that other nations won't allow, like America and Europe and elsewhere. The WTO are going to mandate that you have to use these toxic pesticides or allow food that has been sprayed with them to come into your country from other WTO members. And this is a good example of how insane it is. And I like to connect the dots here. The aspartame is the tip of the spear on this. But in fact, it connects to everything. GMO food, MSG, Splenda, anything else that they want to do to our food supply or our medicines. And like mercury and the vaccines, like imagine giving newborn babies and young children, mercury-laced vaccines. How insane.
Yes, criminal.
Criminal activity. And let's not call it anything else. They want to dumb us down. They want to fry the centers of our brain that they're going right back before the 1920s. The Nazi Germans realized fluoride would fry the pineal and other centers that give us drive and the desire to have a higher level of order society and to fight against the hegemony of dictators. They want to drill that out of us with the garbage television, with movies, with frying our brain with electromagnetic frequencies and the Lily Wave, which is imprinted on all of our electromagnetic equipment and our power grid all through the Western world, has a Lily Wave frequency, which is to kind of dumb us down. That's the purpose. It goes right back to the woodpecker, which is developed by the Russians, their woodpecker frequency patterns that they use for harmonic frequency interference with the brain. And we have these so-called non-lethal weapons developed at a very high level now. Well, aspartame is a brain entrainment agent. What it does is when you take aspartame, if you have a pulse magnetic field, your brain starts to literally fire a seizure in parallel with the pulsing external magnetic frequency, which is exactly what Dr. Delgado discovered in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s, that proved that you could affect people's behavior, even make them go into a seizure using pulse frequencies, especially if they had aspartame in them.
Of course.
And
got
that's
50%
why
phenylalanine, which lowers the seizure threshold, and it depletes serotonin. And so you
right.
don't wonder about all the psychiatric and behavioral problems.
As a civil aviation examiner for U.S. Air Force and all civilian pilots flying all over North America and the Western world for years, I can tell you that pilots were told, do not drink aspartame if you don't want to blackout or have a seizure at 40,000 feet because it's a very fatal thing to happen in the cockpit. And
I think Americans lost six pilots now from aspartame.
Right. And when you have lower pressure, because your cabin pressure is equivalent to being at 8,000 to 10,000 feet, and you suddenly do a change in attitude of the plane, so you change the blood flow from one part of the body to another because you don't have a G suit on, you all of a sudden have decreased brain perfusion, you seizure, because you have a lower seizure threshold or you black out. And when that happens, you lose control of your faculties and your ability to fly a plane or even be conscious. That's how dangerous this damn stuff is.
Yes.
And you know, rage isn't a good enough word for what they're doing to us. And I don't want to hear any garbage from anybody saying that this isn't dangerous. So,
actually,
you know,
we started Mission Possible Aviation when a pilot crashed his plane into a tree on aspartate, and he flew here to Atlanta to meet with me. And he said, "Dumb, I'm not," but he said, "On aspartame, I could not make a decision." And he said he was just lucky to walk away from it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he didn't fry his brain, or even get late organic brain degeneration, because this thing can induce brain apoptosis, motor neuron disease like ALS or Parkinson's disease, or hit what's called a subthalamic nuclei and produce tics and other seizure disorders and learning difficulties and so on. So it's very, very dangerous. It's very deadly, and it should be out immediately. And what they did here recently in the federal government, which is an example of what I call the Fourth Reich Nazi federal government we have, when the state of New Mexico was about to ban it with Governor Richardson, the federal government kind of rushed in and rescued and actually overruled states like California and about to be New Mexico that were ruling against a lot of different things that they didn't want in their food products. And tell us about that.
Well, they really have the right. You know, this is very interesting. With all this to do about the Ramazzini study, what about the fact that aspartame is illegal? It's as if laws don't matter. In New Mexico, Stephen Fox first petitioned the Environmental Improvement Board to ban aspartame because it violated state adulteration statutes. And,
right.
You know, this is, it's in the protest of the National Soft Drink Association admitting it was illegal to put it in. Well, then their lobbyist got involved, and they put it off till January. And then he petitioned the Board of Pharmacy because one of the most tragic things, for instance, is that Carpoca, which is Parcope, I believe it is a drug for Parkinson's, and they put aspartame in it.
You're talking about carbidopa.
Yes.
Yeah, carbidopa, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine. Now, they do this also, I believe, in adult and children vaccines. They're putting aspartame. Now, what the heck would you do putting a sweetener, many, many times sweeter than sugar, into an injectable?
Yes.
How
you
crazy
is that?
You don't have
to taste it.
Yeah, you can't even taste it. I don't know if you got muscle taste receptors, but they're crazy. They did it because they have another agenda.
Well, we got that agenda known with the Board of Pharmacy, and again, the lobbyists came in, and that got put off again, and then Stephen Fox wrote a bill to ban aspartame to put through the legislature. In fact, I went down there for a press conference, and it was only 30 days. It really did not have time to get through, but they were fighting it then. Finally, 10 senators signed a letter to Governor Richardson saying that you can declare this as a medical emergency in New Mexico and ban it that way. Well, then Governor Richardson had met with Dr. Roberts in West Palm Beach and told him that he definitely wanted aspartame banned, but he's never done anything about it, and he's never, you know, signed that.
Yeah, he could have done it. Why didn't he do it? I mean, it's obviously like it's almost a feigned, plausible, deniable kind of action, and all of a sudden nothing happens.
Well, the lobbyist, one of them, Bill Richardson, was best man at his wedding.
Right.
He was his pilot. They used people that were very close to them as lobbyists, and after all, I think it was Coca-Cola who paid for his inauguration ball.
Well, I heard that Governor Richardson is one of the so-called candidates that might be called up to become the candidate for the 2008 presidential election. So,
yes,
you know, obviously he doesn't want to rock the corporate boat, if you want to know it, because it appears that one of the to make certain that any president is on the side of the transnational global corporations, no matter what they're going to do to any population, including American citizens.
There was something else, though, right? that should have been brought up in New Mexico or anywhere, where we're talking about state and federal statutes. Also, if a product is for sale and it's adulterated, it can't be shipped from state to state, so it violates interstate commerce laws. So it's adulterated, it violates interstate commerce laws, it violates Delaney Amendment, which says simply that if something causes cancer in animals, you can't put it in food. So those are three things that make it illegal, not to even count the fact that aspartame is a neurotoxic carcinogenic drug masquerading as an additive, because additives by law must be inert.
Right,
so
and this is precisely why you have it exactly right, Dr. Betty, and that's why I really appreciate your incisive, you know, discussion of this, because there is no further law that needs to be passed. They already have empowered governors that could make a specific edict in their state, and the federal government can't overrule it. They just don't choose to do it because they've been lobbied.
Exactly.
So let's call it what it is. Governor Richardson won't do it because Governor Richardson has friends in high places in Big Pharma. Period.
Well, you know, they then they passed a bill for FDA pre-exemption, and that was illegal, too, because of the 9th and 10th articles of the Bill of Rights. You can't take away the rights of the people or the rights of the state, but they sure do try. And but it still would not keep the state of New Mexico from simply banning aspartame, and they would. And there's so many other states that are watching to see what happens because they want it banned in their states, and I think we're up to about 15 or 20 of them that want to do exactly the same thing as in New Mexico.
Well,
but had they banned it in Europe, that would have been the first domino, and we wouldn't have to go through all this.
Did but the Ajinomoto plant in Europe get shut down temporarily, or is it permanent?
Let me see. Holland Sweetener said they would no longer manufacture aspartame. As far as Ajinomoto, I don't know anything about them.
But it's Holland Sweeteners, and they shut down. Was it a permanent operation? Because I heard they shut down for at least a time.
Okay, well, this is just they're not going to make NutraSweet anymore, but they will be in business to do other sweeteners.
Right.
Because a lot of the word is getting out on Splenda, and James Turner, who is the attorney that tried to help Dr. Oney prevent approval of aspartame, has now petitioned the FDA to ban Splenda. They won't do it, but there has been a petition written. And
right, all of these artificial sweeteners are toxic. In fact, it's very strange, but the least toxic of all of them is probably the cyclamates, which are the ones that years ago they raised the big question of whether it caused cancer in rats.
But this Splenda is a lot worse than a lot of people think. In fact, I had a dinner party and had all organic food. Somebody brought a cheesecake, and it had Splenda in it, and neither my husband or myself could stand up.
Right.
We were in so much pain from in the joints from just using it that one time.
Well, it releases chlorine
right
directly in your tissues.
So most people, a lot of people getting on it will call about the reactions and getting, and we can get them off of it. It's the ones that don't know and keep using it and may do a lot of damage before we can get to them, get them off of it.
Right. Well, the bottom line is be an activist and help yourself, you know, and, of course, your website, again, Dr. Betty, is what?
It's, there's two of them, www.wnho.net. That's World Natural Health Organization, and then www.doorway.com.
Yeah,
and
those sites, of course, will give them tons of information, ways of donating, ways of getting involved, so that they can actually stop it. Because if you don't, you might as well invest in Alzheimer's units, because you and your relatives will be there if you don't get cancer.
That's right. Well, one of the Idaho Observer has helped us a lot in this mission by publishing 24-page booklets. I may have sent you one, the Artificially Sweetened Times.
Uh-huh.
And that they keep republishing that with up-to-date information so that people will have something to give out to the schools, their office, their church, whatever,
right,
to get to the people around them. And in a couple of weeks, we should have the ones, the booklets, to go to schools, which will be all the experts explaining what aspartame does to the brains of our children.
Now, of course, it's an interesting story. At the same time aspartame was coming in, there was big corporations were stopping the entry of stevia, which you can get various flavors of this, which is, again, a natural extract from a plant in the Amazon forest, and it's actually totally non-toxic.
I know. I remember when they sent the FDA down to Texas to this DaVita company, and wanted them to burn their cookbooks so nobody would know that stevia is sweet and can be used in baking. And, of course, they did just the right thing. They said, that's just fine, but wait until we make a call to the press so we can get this pictured. And, of course, they stepped back then, and they finally gave them their stevia back. but they didn't want to be filmed, you know, having a fire out in front of the store, which is what they were trying to actually get these people to do.
And yeah, they wanted them to go, hey, you go and destroy your stuff because we really want you to do it. And they're sort of frightening them, like, you're going to get prosecuted or go to prison.
The FDA wrote all over their cookbooks, and, of course, he turned around and sold them for two or three times more because they wanted the signature of the FDA on it. So the FDA didn't hurt them. Actually, the FDA, it just gave them, took lemons and made lemonade, and more people found out about how safe stevia is. And
well,
now they've got a new one called Just Like Sugar, which is being sold in in Whole Foods.
Right.
And Dr. Blaylock asked him to do an analysis to make sure there were no excitotoxins, and this one came up clear with nothing in it but chicory and orange peel and calcium. So, It's called Just Like Sugar.
Yeah.
And there's never been a reaction to it that I know of. And as Dr. Blaylock said, finally we have a safe sweetener. So they have two things to choose from that are safe, stevia or Just Like Sugar. And xylitol is not too bad if you don't use too much of it. It does cause bloating and cramps when people use it.
Yeah, some people can get some digestive problems and breaking it down, so it'll cause some bowel gas. But other than that, it's not toxic.
Right.
In fact, xylitol is interesting. If you use it as a gum, it could reduce cavities.
Well, I'm glad to see they're putting it in chewing gum because Wrigley's has now put aspartame in almost all their gums.
Yeah, I know. And that's the other thing that people need to be aware of. Just because they don't have it on the label doesn't mean it's not there. And now that it went off patent and Ajinomoto is manufacturing it worldwide, they're sticking it at least 6,000. It's probably closer to 9 or more thousand different products and medicines now. So it's everywhere. And it's in corn syrup. Like, why would you put it in corn syrup? I mean, it's already very sickeningly sweet. Why would you put aspartame, which is very, very sweet, into corn syrup?
Exactly.
I just don't get it.
I had one physician call me from England and said he found aspartame in his frozen green beans. I mean, they just put it in so many things that you wouldn't even think to look on the label for. Or, as in the case of Wrigley's, you may have been using it for years and not realize they changed the formula, which is what's happened with several people saying that they had major reactions because it's buccal and it goes straight to the brain through saliva. And one man almost went over a cliff driving along on Wrigley's gum, and they've been told for years and years. They've even been sued for it, and they're still putting aspartame in almost all the gums.
I know, it's amazing. It's just remarkable. And now I want to connect the dots here for just a second. It turns out that all of the non-lethal weapons we've been testing in Nasiriya, Najaf, and Fallujah in Iraq are all directed energy weapons that cause brain entrainment. And so when they start these things called poppers, which are devices that you create these harmonic, special infrasound type of electromagnetic sound waves that are harmonically affect different nuclei in the brain, they literally put you in a state of such confusion and agitation you can't think straight. And so they put them around places like Fallujah, and you put two or three, it's a square of the power, and it increases the range from a half mile to a number of miles. And it's very, very dangerous. I mean, it causes people to commit suicide, do stupid things, go insane. And when they pump these up for several days, they just literally drown the people with brain interference. And, of course, if you're taking aspartame, it'll literally knock you to the ground. Now, here's some classified information if people want to write this down. They've been doing urban warfare, but people have realized they're using NSA weapons that are directed energy, and they're using these both infrasound knockdown agents, which are various forms of nerve gases, as well as electromagnetic. And the electromagnetic, quote, non-lethal weapons, I love the idea that you're taking brain and training agents, which are neurotoxins like aspartame and Splenda, because it makes it easier for them to take over control of your brain and make you completely useless if you're taking these seizure-prone, provoking agents.
Exactly.
So, in other words, they have operations where they have foreign troops, American troops, doing, urban warfare with helicopters, with directed energy weapons and infrasound and other techniques like these poppers that have been tested in live battlefield situations that are getting ready with the operational plans to use it in American cities, especially if there's something like the avian flu or nukes go off and they want to do crowd control. They've got it set up. not to decontaminate you and help you, but to quarantine you in groups so that you cross-contaminate each other with radioisotopes or infective organisms like the avian flu or whatever, and they want to knock you down. And, of course, if you're taking aspartame, you're going to be much more pliable to whatever they want to do to you.
Well, that's for sure. I know there's a man in Chicago whose wife has had, oh, my goodness, at least 40 operations in 4 years, and he can't get her off because she's so addicted to it, and they keep amputating, and she's diabetic, and she worked for NutraSweet. But she just can't believe that they would do that to her, so she just keeps using it.
Well, you know what they can do is they can use what's called a homeopathic neutralization. She should see a neuroimmunologist that the World Neuroallergy Association, they can do what's called a homeopathic dilution using what's called the wrinkle method, R-I-N-K-L-E. And they can actually do that at specific points, acupuncture points, and actually neutralize her. It's a molecular addiction to the signature of this toxin, and you often find toxins become very, very addictive, which is kind of an interesting thing. And aspartame increases sugar intake, increases blood sugar discontrol, increases blood insulin levels, so insulin resistance rises
exactly.
With the use of aspartame.
Yes. That is absolutely what is going on, but they don't want to get off of it. That's the problem. We do have a homeopathic antidote that Newton Laboratory made for us. I think that basically gets some of the formaldehyde out of their system, but not very much of it. But that homeopathic.
Yeah. I've got a new carrier, though, from RPA Biotech, and I can put something together, primarily something that we'll do. It's called ERT Harmonics through specific acupuncture points. And I'm going out to California. In 2 weeks, I'll talk to Stan Shulman at RPA Biotech because we're doing new product development, and we'll see if we can come up with something because if you put the right harmonic frequencies in, the body will actually dump toxins, whether it's heavy metals or formaldehyde or other things.
Well, that would be wonderful. Dr. Blaylock did write us a paper on what to do if you've used aspartame, which has a lot of helpful information like making sure that they take magnesium because it protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins.
Right.
How to flood the body out with, you know, distilled water. But if there is something that would make it, so many of them are addicted so badly that they
can't. I'll give you my short list of what I would use. The very first thing is you got to alkalinize the person. So you have to, what I tell people to do, they need pure water that has no fluoride. So you need a three-phase filter, and the only one that I have available that actually will remove 100% of total dissolved solids that's even better than distilled water. It's called a pure water system, and we have it on our site. It's only available through doctors. And this pure water system has three phases. It has a linear charcoal filtration system. It has the highest quality RO membrane. It has a third, an ionic exchange membrane that's very unique that will pull all fluoride, all heavy metals, all dissolved solids. It's even lower than the best distillation system you can buy. And then the second thing people need to do is take that water and then alkalinize it with RPA Biotech's structured alkaline water that's hydrogenated water that's the only one in the world. There's nothing like it in Japan or any other country. And the Electrolyzed Plus alkaline water, what it does is it sets the stage for your body to get rid of the toxins. Next stage that I do is I tell people they have to go on an alkaline diet. They have to cut out red meat. They have to cut out anything they can't pronounce they shouldn't eat.
Oh.
No additives, no, no chemicals, no hormones, everything organic, and I mean really organic, not pretend organic like the new regulations. They have to detoxify, so I give them liquid zeolite, and my favorite company right now is called Weora Natural Cellular Defense, or NCD. And the zeolite has these charged little cage-like molecules that will pull all the heavy metals and the toxins because you got to get those out of the body. And it will pull out things like residual compartmentalized areas of aspartame because it will accumulate in different body compartments. And other toxins like heavy metals and mercury.
That would be very good to have on our site.
Yeah, the liquid cellular defense. I'm working also with a Dr. Don Medicine Wolf on a new monoatomic palladium, humic fulvic, and organic zeolite product. It'll be the next step up even from this one. But this is available right now and is phenomenal, the natural cellular defense. Next thing I do is I use homeopathics, and I can have them custom made at a homeopathic lab, and you can actually do basically, acupuncture, either injections or transdermal. And you can do transdermal electromagnetic effects and put these super high-powered magnetic magnets over the acupuncture points with the homeopathic on the spot with this golden touch acid water that's a structured water, and it'll actually make the harmonic signal go straight in, and that's what we're going to be doing, is making discs of these up along these, quote, key energy points. And this is science. This is not, airy-fairy. You can use spectral analysis of the frequencies because the body communicates through the infrared spectrum to the DNA and to all the cellular structures. That's how your body is actually structured. The DNA codes for specific harmonic frequencies that regulate the genes. The next thing you need to do is you need to go back and see if there's any organic acid problems. And I do this as a screen because people are often loaded with things like candida albicans. They may have gut food allergies. You've got to deal with all of these things. And you can make homeopathics to deal with their allergies. You need to eliminate things they're allergic to in their diet or food additives. And then you start giving specific repair if they have gene defects in phase one or phase two detox.
There is something that the people need to know, that aspartame, being a literal poison, causes them to be chemically hypersensitive.
Right, and that's why you need to take the whole protocol, because these people get so sensitive, they can get a recall phenomenon from not even aspartame, but you mentioned it yourself, Dr. Martini, if they take Splenda or MSG or other,
Or eat genetically engineered foods. They're reacting even to those as well.
Right. They'll get what I call a cross-referral, recall phenomena, so that anything else that's bad. And the other thing that people need to realize, once you get sensitized by aspartame, you also become very sensitive to ELF pollution. And people have no idea the number of billions of minutes per year now that North Americans alone are putting literally a microwave beside their head. It's unbelievable, and if you have aspartame in your bloodstream and in your brain tissue, when you put those harmonic frequencies there, we call the specific sideband frequency harmonic or pollution that's aside from the regular signal carrying like the sound and so on, these can be eliminated with technologies like we have on our site that were developed in Germany called a BioPro. The only one that has this, by the way, is a BioPro. And what it does is it gets rid of this specific white noise signal, and the white noise signal is what stimulates specific enzymes in your tissues that can induce ornithine transcarbamylase and free radical oxygen free radical and inducible nitric oxide peroxynitrile radical that fries your brain cells, causes cancer, and can cause brain cell death. Okay, this is a fact. Okay, they know this. You can actually look on my website and see the actual thermograms of the heat transfer just by putting a cell phone beside your head, the actual heating up on a digital thermography. So don't use a cell phone without a BioPro. Use an ear jack. Use a special air tube ear jack so that you're not going to be transferring with a Bluetooth ear jack directly signals to your head, because those act like antennas. And you're pumping those signals directly into your head every time you're talking on a phone when you don't properly shield yourself.
I don't even use cell phones for that reason.
It's dangerous, and people don't realize that the amount of energy from one of these cordless phones in your home is probably up to 100 times even more than that. And now it's illegal in Switzerland to sell cell phones to children because it causes so many acoustic tumors and brain tumors. It's against the law.
Yeah, there was a doctor there or in Sweden that did a study on cell phones, which showed that it caused brain cancer, but at the very same time, he also did one on aspartame, showing that it also causes brain tumors.
Right, so you add them together and away you go. So you give your 14-year-old, and they've got their big bottle of aspartame-containing laced Coca-Cola or some other pop or soda, and they also take their cell phone and talking to their friends for 2 hours a day. They're going to get a brain cancer or behavioral disorders, depression, all kinds of very nasty things. And, of course, it interferes with hypothalamic pituitary control, so their hormones are all screwed up. Their day-night sleep patterns are all screwed up. Their thyroid and other sex hormone control and growth hormones all screwed up, so they're not going to develop properly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and aspartame is the worst of the worst. There is nothing to compare to aspartame. It's literally like Rasputin drinking straight strychnine.
Well, I tell people that's one of the things it does is absolutely destroy a family. Because from the standpoint of fertility, it causes infertility, but it also is an abortifacient. It causes male sexual dysfunction.
Drops the sperm count.
Response. Uh-huh. And then it causes birth defects in your children or mental retardation, and even if a live child is born, it may have heinously damaged the DNA for generations to come.
Right.
So, it's just across the board, aspartame can destroy a family and just all kinds of health problems that have now, if you heard Dr. Roberts tell about his medical text, which is over 1,000 pages of the
diseases
and the symptoms caused by this dreadful poison.
And what's the name of that book again for the public?
Aspartame Disease, An Ignored Epidemic.
Right, and that's Dr. H.T. Roberts. And if you go back in the archives on NutraMedical.com, you can actually link and get that, or you can go to Doorway or your other website, which is?
www.wnho.net.
WNHO.net.
Best way to get that is to go to www.sunscentpress, spelled sunscentpress.com.
Right.
And they can get it there cheaper at Amazon. It'd be about $75 if they get it direct from Sunscent. So like $49.50. But it is a humongous medical text, and it also goes into all the things they did to get it approved and everything that's illegal. And there's even a chapter for trial lawyers.
Well, this book is the kind of book that, to be honest with you, and I think of that movie years ago that talked about when they burned all the books. And this happened in Germany and happened in other civilizations, like the burning of the books in Alexandria back in the 4th century B.C. We need to realize that there is a time coming where they probably don't want this material to get out, because the real agenda isn't just the approval of another sweetener. It's the dumbing down of America and worldwide, the destruction of genetics, the reduction of fertility, the population control. And I'd like to connect all the dots here. This is a rabid international policy that they won't relent.
I know what you're talking about. For instance, some years ago when there was an organic market that tried to help us, and they made up 16-page brochures and gave them out free on all the worst of aspartame. So a lot of people got off of it, not because they thought they had any problems, but just because the material showed it to be so poisonous. And about 60 days later, these thousands of people like woke up from medical problems they'd been going to doctors for years about, and no one could ever diagnose it. People that had lost their vision could see again, and people with fibromyalgia could walk again. It was the most incredible experience. And they know that if aspartame is banned, that people are going to wake up everywhere. A lot of medical problems are going to disappear, and they will know they've been mass poisoned.
Right. And the other thing that's really interesting, I had on my other radio show, the NutraMedical, Mark Starr, an expert on type 2 hypothyroidism, and your mitochondria in your cells are 30 times more sensitive to oxidative or toxic chemicals. So it fries your mitochondria, and it produces a state that is a form of type 2 hypothyroidism. So you get a metabolic syndrome, you turn diabetic, you get hypertension, you get all of the degenerative diseases that go with the type 2 hypothyroidism, which is the underlying reason why when people go to the Gulf and come back with depleted uranium exposure, they come back diabetic and hypothyroid. Well, aspartame does this too. And in
fact,
if you...
It's co-documented. It's documented in that book, hypo and hyperthyroidism is caused by aspartame.
Right, and what it's doing is frying. Well, you get a temporary period of hyper as your thyroid gland try to overproduce to respond, and eventually it burns out. So eventually you're going to go hypo, and some people go hypo right away. It just literally fries their mitochondria, and then they end up, obese or diabetic or hypertensive or develop all kinds of other problems. But that's why. Is that it's incredibly toxic to mitochondria. Yeah, amazing. So in closing for today's program, can you give us some action points as to what we can do to...
First of all, we think everybody should be educated. We've given the two websites, doorway.com and WNHO.net.
Right.
There's also the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is holisticmed.com/aspartame. Then we've got, for distribution, you can email the Idaho Observer, which has the 24-page booklets called The Artificially Sweetened Times. to give, you know.
And they can get
family.
That by going on either of these websites, right?
Idaho Observer is idaho-observer.com.
Right, okay.
That's the only way you can get that.
Okay.
And that way they can make sure that their family and friends are all free of it. You know, you can get like 100 for like $35 postpaid.
Yeah, and I think we need a kind of what I call truth in labeling. You know, people could vote with their pocketbook. If we have absolute labeling that we've got genetically modified frankenfoods and neurotoxins in our food, and people can read the label and it's big enough so that a senior citizen or somebody with vision that requires them to hold things out at the full arm's length, then guess what? People won't buy it. And if we won't buy it, guess what? It'll just go away.
Right, and there are the PLU codes on fruit, so you can tell. If it starts with 8, it's genetically engineered.
Right.
Starts with 9, it's organic, and 4, grown with pesticides. So if you know that little code, you can at least stay away.
It's called a PRL code, right?
A PLU code.
PLU code, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That PLU code is on the little tag when you're buying anything. It has to be on
right.
their tag of the food or fruit, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like you said, Dr. Roberts says, when in doubt, throw it out. If it's got all these additives,
yeah.
you can't pronounce them, don't put them in your mouth.
Yeah, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Martini. You're always a pleasure to interview, and you deal with the issues so actively. This is obviously evolving. The other side is trying to win battles by playing their little checkmate game. And I honestly don't believe in passing power over to the United Nations. I think they're an extremely dangerous organization that has an agenda to reduce the world population.
Yes,
I think
I
an action
that.
Has to happen at nation states and at the state level. People like Governor Richardson have to be called to action that he has to ban these things, and other states need to start stepping in and doing it. They need to stop waiting for somebody else to get off their duff and do it and just go ahead. And as the old commercial says, just do it.
Right, and it's like the economics you were talking about in the Falkland Islands. Robin Goodwin had called for a ban, but he wasn't going to wait till it was done. He actually wrote a letter to everybody in the Falklands, and he says that aspartame products have been on the shelf 6 months and nobody's buying them.
Right.
He actually got to every single person in the Falkland
right.
Islands.
Now, if anyone listening wants to consult Dr. Martini, what's your number?
770.
Right.
242-2599.
And, of course, if you need to consult me regarding detoxification from this or any other health issue, or you want to interview me on your radio show or other program or documentary, do contact me. My number is 888-212-8871, and there's pretty well no issue in medicine, geopolitics, whatever that I consider sacred. And I'm also trying to inspire those that are listening that have access to classified information. Let's bring it out. Because let me tell you, once we bring things to the light of day, like this information they're trying to hide in aspartame or any other, quote, blackout project, to the public, I have great faith in humanity that once we're informed, those who do lead will lead the rest of us and inform us, and we will then move forward as humanity to decide what really is right or wrong. And if this was given to the public years ago, it would have been banned many, you know, decades ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much, Dr. Martini, and thank you, Don and Doug, at BBS Radio. We'll be back on Monday with some amazing guests. Do check out the BBS Radio link to the Clay and Iron Show, and do visit NutraMedical.com. We have over 40 companies, most amazing nutraceuticals, adding more literally every week of the most remarkable things, free learning center, free e-newsletter weekly, and you can call me, 888-212-8871. I consult worldwide. We ship anywhere in the world, any of our products. And really trust that you will support us and help us to move forward with bringing the truth and liberty to you, because as we raise you to a higher intellectual state and a higher spiritual state of responsibility, evil can only grow.
Okay, we got to wrap it up, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
Thank
evil can
you.
Only grow between the space between responsibility and authority. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Take
Thank
care
you.
And take action.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.